All right, we are live. How are you today?
I'm doing awesome. It was a busy day today.
Yes, it was. I'm Kellen Hoskins. This is Carissa Maxwell. We're with the Maxwell Group at Bloomtree Realty. We're doing a special live stream episode today of The Market Made Easy with the Maxwell Group. And we are going to talk today about home selling tips and tricks. Help your home sell faster, help it sell for more money.
What not to do.
And what not to do, which is, I think, just as important as what to do in a lot of situations. And again, this is a live stream. So if you have questions, feel free to shoot those over. And we will go ahead and try and get those questions answered for you. So what are the most important things to do? So somebody comes to us and it's time for them to sell their home.
Mm-hmm.
What is the most important thing for them to do, or what are some of the most important things to do for them right out of the gate before their home is even listed?
Okay, so when we go into houses, we see a lot of different scenarios. And most of the time, we see houses that have been very, very loved.
Well lived in homes.
They've been very well loved. So they are cluttered sometimes. There's lots of personal property that they've collected over the years that, they have to consider getting rid of some stuff. They've painted the bedrooms some very colorful colors. I mean, reds and
purples
and blues and black. Red is like one of the most striking colors.
I think house with a room with the walls painted black is actually how we met. Now that I think about it, yeah. there was one room in that house that was painted completely black.
Mm-hmm. I remember
what
that.
A treasure that house was.
Yes, yeah. So we see
a lot of prime examples of what not to do.
Well, and I think that's great if you're going to be staying in the house. But one thing I think people that are listing their house have to kind of understand is that when you list your house to put it on the market, you almost have to take yourself out of it and look at it like it's a product that you're selling.
Yeah,
to
it's no longer your home.
It's a much larger margin of people.
Product that you're selling.
Yeah, yeah. So we recommend that you, if there is a lot of unique colors going on in the house, that you really consider getting a quote for inside paint with a neutral color. I've got some really great color suggestions. One of my favorite is Accessible Beige.
Accessible Beige.
It's very accessible.
What a charming name.
Yeah, and you just paint that throughout the whole house. And then, of course, white trim usually is the way to go with that.
Beige and white, gray and white.
Yeah.
Right now, gray is super trendy, but it's still a nice neutral.
Yeah.
I can't remember the exact shade that my wife is currently obsessed with, but there's a specific shade of gray that seems to be really popular due to some people with a TV show in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we talk about Magnolia right now.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Well, they're not a sponsor, so.
No, they're not. You're right. So clutter, I honestly think, is one of the second most crazy things that most people don't usually think about when they're listing a house. They again, it's all about the personal property, and they aren't necessarily ready to let go of it or to move it out of the space that's been there for so long. And that can really detract from people seeing how big a room is.
And being able to see, what they're going to do with the room, just because, your son or daughter decided that particular shade of pink or blue or orange was their absolute favorite and they needed a wall in their room painted that color.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I'm moving to that house and what I need is an office and that's what I'm going to use that room for, it really doesn't help.
Mm-mm.
For me to be able to see that space for what I want to see it with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So less is more when you're listing. Having less furniture in the house to make the rooms appear bigger. Taking down drapes that maybe are canceling out light. If anything, we want more light. We want it to be light as possible inside. So, you know, taking down those drapes, cleaning your windows, and you're taking the screens off, actually, sometimes when you're doing pictures to try to create more light in spaces that may appear to be darker, I think is a big deal.
Well, and I think there's a whole different level of clean. I've known some very, very clean and tidy people that needed to go an entire step beyond when it comes time to actually, you know, when it comes to listing day. Mm-hmm. You know, and getting the house photo ready and showing ready. Even though they are very clean, neat, and tidy folks, there's just that extra level. You know, I think there's a bit of blindness that comes to us from just living in the house. Mm-hmm. You know, so it never hurts to call in a professional mm-hmm. when it comes to that as well.
Absolutely. So, and the other thing that I think a lot of people don't realize if they've been living in the house a long time is certain smells. You know, when we walk into a listing appointment, sometimes the house smells interesting for a number of reasons. It could smell like animals. It could smell like smoke. It could smell like mothballs. It can smell a lot of different ways. And if you've been living in the house long enough, sometimes you almost get immune to it.
You go nose blind.
Yeah. Nose blind. Yeah. So I think it is good to get, somebody who doesn't live there and their perspective of how your house smells.
Absolutely.
And I think sometimes people overdo the air fresheners. They get Scentsy in there and they got tons and tons of Scentsy wax
they got a wax warmer on every outlet house that's not plugged into something already.
And that can actually deter people too, because it's too overwhelming. Yeah. So there's this, you know, this balance of, you know, having nice smells and then also really taking care of any underlining smells that could be a deterrent. So,
and it's important to not just cover them up, but actually get to the root cause of those smells. We actually have our first question. And the question is from Lynn, and she said, did you sell the house that we met at with the black room? And the answer is, of course we did.
We sure did. Of course.
It took work and it took patience, but the house got sold.
Yes, it did. We got it done.
Thank you for your question, then. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah.
So,
I think another thing that we see a lot is people buying houses and making the wrong decisions with their renovations. Mm. They have a specific style. They think that something's going to look good, and then they end up putting money into something into a project they may not get back,
or might actually hurt the value of their home. Mm-hmm. Personally, I am an advocate for hunters and sportsmen. I enjoy spending time out in the woods, and but you know what? Your trophy room isn't a selling point. Mm-hmm. That might come as a shock to some people, but the fact of the matter is that a bunch of animal heads on the wall, especially if it's in a lower level space. I toured a home a couple of weeks ago, beautiful home, but I went into the basement, and as soon as I turned the corner on the stairs, it's just wall-to-wall trophies. Gorgeous, gorgeous trophies. I wish I could have talked to the owner actually about the stories behind each one of those. Mm-hmm. But boy, if I was a buyer, would that be creepy? You know, you just kind of, you walk into this death dungeon. Mm-hmm. And to him, that was his pride and joy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, back to what we were talking about earlier, this isn't your home anymore. It's a product that you're trying to sell. And so making it as appealing to the broadest number of people as possible. Mm-hmm. Is super, super important.
Well, and I mean, I walked through a house today that was a renovated house. And on the main level, they actually redid the entire kitchen. They put $60,000 into the kitchen, put in a new island. But one thing they didn't do that I really wish they had done is they didn't knock the wall down between the kitchen and the living room. And that wall really made the living room look so small when if they had literally just knocked down that wall and opened up the whole front room, then that could have made that whole space look entirely different. And instead, they put the refrigerator and all of the really beautiful, expensive cabinets along that wall when they could have maybe seen it differently if they had somebody come in and give them some advice on how to handle that.
Yeah.
Because that's going to really keep that house from selling at the purchase price they want because they're trying to justify the money they just put into that kitchen in their list price. And I think sometimes people think that if they put that money there, that they should be able to get it back out. And that doesn't necessarily happen every time. You know, that it doesn't correlate sometimes.
Well, and the sad thing too, is that when it comes down to you doing that big of a job, you know, a huge kitchen renovation, we're talking $60,000, removing that wall wouldn't have been that much more when added to the budget. And it would have gone a whole lot further in actually making that house more marketable.
Absolutely. And I think it's also, especially because we see a lot, in, especially in Prescott, we see a lot of houses that have the main floor on the main level that you walk into. And then there's a downstairs with a bunch of square footage.
Yeah.
And on that main floor, it is very important that you utilize as much of that square footage as possible because it's more valuable than,
that's
the,
your
square,
money maker.
Than the square footage downstairs because you people don't want to have to go downstairs. They want to be able to utilize all those square footage upstairs and send their guests downstairs or their kids downstairs or, you know, anybody that's coming in to visit. So, so trying to, you know, maximize the openness in the upper level is really important to people today when they're buying. I mean, they're looking at how big and how usable is their square footage up top.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's going to be where they spend the majority of their time.
Yes.
That's going to be the biggest spend for them. You know, the stuff downstairs, especially with a lot of the homes we have around here, they have the walkout basement. That's bonus space to most of the buyers that are coming here. You know, it's, that's a man cave. That's a rec room. That's space for the kids to get out of mom and dad's hair, or space for guests. So there's comfortable distance between the guests and their host, but it's really, people aren't using it every day. You know, so spending your money on that main level and making that main level as good as it possibly can be, I think is a huge, huge point.
Yeah. I also think that the choices that people make with the colors they use on the floors, we actually walked in another house today that had cork floors and it was a very unique material to use on the floor. And I personally think it was a little loud for that space. And it also, transitioned from the kitchen to another space and it wasn't the same flooring. So it chopped up the whole space too. So when you're right now, people want to buy houses that have flooring that is kind of uniform across the whole floor. If it's in one big space, you don't want to chop up the look of something. So it's important that I guess the key here is if you're not sure, ask someone who does this all the time. Just get some advice, get a friend in there, get a second opinion about this stuff, because it will literally be the difference sometimes between them picking your house and the house down the street.
Yeah. And you know, nothing against the contractors that are doing this work, because the contractors are actually just doing what they're being told. They're not necessarily consultants. They come in and they're told, this is the job that we want done. And so they do it. But without some sort of additional consultation, whether that be from a realtor who does this day in and day out, you know, somebody who's an interior decorator, you know, who's gonna, that's literally their job. to make sure that homes look as beautiful as possible. Mm-hmm. It's important to have that perspective, because at the end of the day, with especially with these wide open floor plans that started being built in the early to mid 90s, something as simple as a uniform flooring material is relatively inexpensive, and it goes a very, very long way for those open spaces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think, you know, for people that are thinking about possibly selling in the next year or so, the other thing I would probably refrain from doing is making a big decision on solar. Solar is one of the things that really can either make or break the sale of a house. Even though when you're educated on what solar provides, and if you have solar, it's not that we can't sell the house. It's that it's an unnecessary objection if you're on the fence about doing it and you're going to be selling your house in the next year or so. I would stay away from doing it and let that person, the next person, decide if they want to do solar or not, because these leases that people are getting into really complicate the issue unnecessarily. Yeah.
Even when they're financially advantageous,
it's
an additional thing that your potential buyer is going to have to absorb the cost on. And it's one more thing for them to think about, which could again be the difference between them buying your house or the house that's listed across the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I think solar just is a hot topic because most people do not educate themselves well enough when they're getting a lease for solar, or when they're talking to other people about solar. And so I think it is something that is actually really great, as long as, you know, you're going to be living there a while. Let the next person make that decision. You don't need to make that decision ahead of time. And the other thing I would say is, you don't necessarily have to get a pre-inspection on your house, but you kind of want to know what's coming. So if your roof is at the end of its life, you may want to do some things to the roof so that those repairs are already done before you list. Not to say that you have to replace the roof, but if you know that the roof is maybe needs a little bit of work, get ahead of the curve. Go on that roof, get somebody out there to look at it, and get ahead of it so that it's not a point of negotiation when you're under contract.
It's already handled
so that we don't get people saying, oh, but the roof. Well, no, we took care of the roof. The roof is already done, and we already took care of that so that there isn't an issue there.
Yeah, I was actually at a listing appointment yesterday and for a home that I sold to a client a couple of years ago. And one of the things that we talked about was like, hey, dig up your inspection report from when you bought the home and start going over the things that you didn't fix. Mm-hmm. And if they're kind of bigger items, then let's go ahead and get those knocked out. The home will be listed in a couple of weeks, and let's get those knocked out before we go on the market. And if nothing else, you'll know what to expect. Mm-hmm. You know, and there were already several items from their initial inspection report that were handled. And then, you know, we identified a couple of other additional items that we decided we wanted to work on. Mm-hmm. Our friend Adam just chimed in. He said, and use roof repairs as a selling point. It can actually save you hundreds of dollars on your insurance premiums. So Adam's a friend of ours in the insurance business. So we do appreciate, you chiming in, Adam. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And then curb appeal.
Ooh, curb appeal.
Little things. Look at your fascia boards up on your roof line. Are they cracked? Are they peeling? Very minor repair that just makes your home show better. Make it look inviting from the driveway. You know, I think that too many people are overlooking that. We've been in a seller's market here in the Prescott area for quite a while. And people just assume, the house is going to sell because that's what they do. And we're seeing a little bit of a shift in that. And so it's really, really important, I think, to make your home look inviting from the moment a potential buyer pulls into the driveway. you know, button up those last minute landscaping things that you've been putting off for a couple of months or maybe even a year, you know, start pulling those weeds that you haven't pulled. And
well, and I do want to say one thing about landscaping. I think I've gotten this question before, and they are getting quotes from a landscaper to redo their whole landscaping sell. And I got to tell you guys,
that's not necessary.
Do not do that. There's a lot of people out there that put out new, you know, thousands of dollars in their landscaping, thinking that that's going to be the reason that their house sells. And that is not going to get you a higher appraisal.
No, and I think it's important that people understand that there are things that make your home sell for more, and there are things that help your home sell faster.
Mm-hmm.
And landscaping, to an extent, if there's existing landscaping there, it's not really going to help your home sell for more and appraise for more, but it might help your home sell faster. You're much better off just tuning up your existing setup than you are to have a whole new set redesigned.
Mm-hmm.
Another question, going back to the neutral colors, what about white? I saw a house once that had all white floors and carpets and walls. It looked beautiful, but I kept thinking what my kids do to it.
Oh, so it's like a shell. So they're expecting you to come in with your ideas and to do it.
A very, very blank canvas.
Blank
so
canvas.
To speak.
Yeah.
That's a bold choice. Bold move, Cotton. I don't know if I'd go there myself, going all white everything.
Beige and tan.
Beige and tan.
Beige and tan all day.
White trim.
Every day.
White carpet is for nobody.
No one.
White carpet is for no one.
No,
more time for the people in the back, don't put white carpet in your house.
If you need to replace carpet before you sell your house, if you have to. Now, here's the thing. If you can get away with cleaning your carpets, removing or, you know, maybe trying to get that carpet clean first, that's the way to go. If there's smells, then you need to remove the pad. The pad needs to get replaced. You need to steam clean the concrete, and then that way the smells are gone, because you could try to avoid doing that all day, but if the smells are there, then it's not going to matter anyway. If you've got to replace carpet, Fireworks carpet at Home Depot, they will do a free measure to come out, and they will hook you up, because that is the way to do that. If you need to replace carpet, that's one of the most cost-effective ways to make a space look clean and clean cut and ready to go. But don't make choices for the next buyer. If you're planning on putting in new flooring, okay, great. If we can get away with keeping the flooring that's there now and having the buyer make a better choice, that is what we recommend most of the time.
Absolutely.
Because how do you know that they're not going to want to put in, you know, custom hardwood floors or bamboo floors or these beautiful floors, and you just put money into replacing that and you're never going to get that back. It's just a waste of your money. So we're always going to recommend that you use what you can that exists and that we can sell. That's our job as listing agents
is to help sell the house
and get you as much money as possible out of the proceeds.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's,
and then
I'm off my soapbox.
Kind of going back, we've got one more question that says, I see lots of homes that are for sale, that every room is a different color. Sometimes extreme colors, like they let the kids decide their own rooms. Do you recommend, people paint their home a more neutral color? And I think if you've let the kids go crazy in their rooms, it's definitely not a bad idea to go through and paint some basic neutrals and have that done.
Well, and like, for instance, we have this painter guy, his name's Brian Mills. He's amazing.
Yeah.
He is awesome. And he goes in there, he's inexpensive. He does a good job. We recommend him all the time. And he can get it done for pretty inexpensive. I mean, I would say less than $3,000 for a 2,200 square foot house.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, if you think about $3,000 and you look at the list price and how much you could save in time and overhead, By doing that right out of the gate and then getting top dollar for your house, that's the way to do that. Especially if we're in a market where there's more inventory and when we're competing with new construction.
Yeah.
So you want to be clean. You want to be ready out the gate. So if you need any recommendations, Brian Mills has got an awesome company. And he's reliable and we love him. So
yeah, he takes care of us very, very well, us and our clients.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm going to check all our alternate live stream here one more time, but I think that's all we have for today.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We really do appreciate everybody tuning in and watching with us. And if you couldn't tune in for the live stream, this will be uploaded in podcast form at the Prescott eNews website. And also it's available on iTunes in the podcast store on Saturday mornings. So that's when that goes live there. And thank you so much, Carissa, for sitting down, taking out some time. I know we're all super busy, so this is very valuable, I hope, for a lot of folks.
Yeah, and you can always give us a call and ask more questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we're passionate about what we do, and we want to try to get you as much as we can for your house.
Yep, yeah.
So. All right.
All right. Well, until next time, I'm Kellen. She's Carissa. And we'll see you later.
Great. Have a good night.